Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all of my brothers and sisters in the Lord. This is Radio Shepherd welcoming you to our Friday's Word encouragement. And I can tell you that in my household, we need a lot of encouragement. This week, my daughter, my 10-year-old daughter, suffered tremendous heartbreak. Last spring, right underneath our home, there was a cat who gave birth to a litter of kittens, and she gave birth to five. And it was kind of springish. But the snow was pretty high, and so we removed her from where she was, and we basically brought her into our home with the five little kittens. And out of the five, my three daughters each kept one kitten, and then two other kittens were given away to neighbors. So each one of my girls had a cat, a little cat. And so the day before yesterday, the cats were out, springtime, and one of the three kittens was hit by a car and died instantly. And it was under that situation that I heard cries throughout the house, and I didn't know what was going on. I just didn't know. And basically when I came out, I was told that one of the kittens was dead, so Dad had to become pastor. And so I comforted my 10-year-old daughter. The other two girls were crying just as much, but they had their kittens in their arms. they had their kittens in their arms, and I was basically holding my other child, and my heart was broken for her. I could just see the tears just streaming down her face. So today, I was not only pastor, but I was funeral director. In addition to funeral director, I was undertaker. I did it all today. I went with my daughter. We bought a flower bed, and we prepared the little grave there, and we held, of course, you know, she wanted a little service, and so we had a little service, and this is the scripture that we read. It comes to us out of Revelation 21, verse 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Now, you might be saying, how does a pastor do a service for a cat? Well, I wasn't doing it for the cat. Jesus didn't die to redeem animals. Jesus didn't die to redeem our pets. But I did it for my daughter because at this tender age, she has discovered what is death. To see her beautiful cat there strewn out in the street, bloodied, mangled, I had to pick the poor creature up and so she saw that it was lifeless, no life. And then she was just asking, why did God let this happen? And so I just held her and let her cry it off. And she, when she stopped crying a little bit, I was able to share with her that this is the way of this world. That all creation now, because of Adam and Eve and because of the introduction of sin into the world, all creation, as it says in Romans, is subject to vanity, is subject to die. As Solomon said, vanity of vanity, all is vanity. We live, we have our moment, life is but a vapor, and we all die. We all die. But here's the promise from God. Here's the promise. He says, soon this will happen when Christ returns. He says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Finally, Satan will be put in his eternal abode, which is the lake of fire. All of creation that was once subject to vanity, to death, will be restored to his original state, and we will forever live with the Lord. There shall be no more sickness, no more disease, no more getting old, no more dying, no more grave, no more separation from our loved ones, no more tears, no more crying, no more pain. That's the promise. That's God's promise to us. And it begins by God promising to wipe away all our tears. I tell you, I would have done whatever I could yesterday to just prevented that little kitten from dying. Because I saw those tears rolling down my daughter's face. It just, her heart was broken, and my heart was broken for her. And that's the way life is. But we have this promise that one day it won't be like that anymore. Because he will make sure that there is no more death. And we know that with death comes sorrow, with death comes pain, with death comes tears. But God promises to wipe away all tears, to deal with sin at its root, to deal with Satan, put him away for good. And it says, for the former things. What former things? Well, the former things of this world. That things grow old, begin to decay, and die. Those former things are what? Passed away. Behold, he makes everything what? New. So, as I was digging the little grave and preparing the little coffin there, a little box, and just gathering my thoughts and just being reminded of how really fragile life is. And the death of the cat did not affect me. Didn't affect me. Wasn't my personal pet. I mean, I wasn't in tears for the cat. But I was really heartbroken for my daughter, because I could just see that she was grappling with a lot of pain. And so it is with life. But the beauty of it is that once we're anchored in Christ, once we're anchored in the Lord, we have this promise that one day, soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. And when that day comes, he promises to end the tears, to end the sickness, to end the debilitation, to end the diseases, to end the death, to end pain, to end everything. He's going to bring an end to everything that Satan started. He will bring an end. And then it says in verse number 5, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things what? New. And he said unto John, write these words, for they are true and they are faithful. And we just need to take comfort in his words. Now, you may be suffering right now. You may have recently suffered the loss of a loved one. You may have suffered the loss of a friend. You may have suffered the loss of a child. You may have suffered the loss even of your pet. And people really do love their pets. Their pets really become their companions. Their pets really do become their best friends. There are some people that just love their pets like they were their own children. We don't minimize your pain. Death is real. Suffering is real. Crying is real. Pain is real. And we experience all of that when we lose someone that we love. And the reason why we lose the things we love is because sin has ravaged this world. This is why Jesus says in John, Satan is a liar from the beginning. He's a murderer from the beginning. In fact, let's read that. Let's read John chapter 8. John chapter 8. So this story ends on a good note. Why? Because my daughter has grown up a little bit in the Lord. See, she, and that's life, folks. That's life. In John 44, it says, You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was what? A murderer from the beginning. How is he a murderer from the beginning? Well, when he caused Adam and Eve to partake of the fruit, he doomed them. He doomed them. He essentially killed them. He's a murderer from the beginning. He committed homicide. And abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie. And he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And so this is why, in contrast to Satan, who is a liar, who is a murderer, Jesus, the life giver, says this in Revelation 21, verse 5. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. You can bank on Jesus' words, and he's going to bring them to pass. They shall come to pass. So, this story ends on a good note because, like I said before, my daughter was exposed to the realities of life. I would have wanted her to have experienced this a little later on, not so young, but one can't pick when one learns the lessons of life. I was only 11 years old when my mother became terminally ill, and I lost my mother at 13. I was motherless at 13. And so for 50 years now, I've suffered. Yeah, I didn't have a mom. At 13, I remember being at the funeral parlor and just crying at 13. Not the loss of a cat, the loss of my mother. So these lessons that the Lord allows to come our way, come, and we grow up pretty quickly in this world. But like I said, the story ends on a good note because the very same cat who gave birth to those five last year has given birth to another five. And my 10-year-old daughter says, Can I have one of the kittens from this group? And I said, by all means. And in that group, there is one of the cats that looks just like the one she lost. And that's the one that her heart has settled on. So isn't God great? So my brothers and sisters, Let us remember that he promises in his word. The Lord does promise in his word, and we should be encouraged by his word. He says, I shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Let's be encouraged. This is not going to last forever. This pain, this grieving, this brokenheartedness, this deep, deep sorrow won't last forever. Our soon and coming King will soon appear. And he will bring this promise, this prophecy, to pass. And we shall live with him forevermore and rejoice because we got to trust in our King. I want to close today's word of encouragement with, great is thy faithfulness. Great, and we just have to take God at his word. He is faithful. Even when the sparrow dies, even when the kitten dies, even when my mother died, Great is his faithfulness. He's faithful. No matter what you go through, let us learn from Job. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord, and great is his faithfulness. God bless you. Don't forget to tune in Sunday for our Sunday morning worship service. Until then, this is Radio Shepherd signing off saying, the Lord be with you. Amen.